Welcome back to The Undefeated. I'm Will, here with Jason Anthony. And with the NFL draft quickly approaching, it's next Thursday, the 29th, we're going to do our mock draft episodes. We're going to divide it into four parts and do a two-round mock. Part one is today. We're doing picks 1 to 16. Wednesday is part two, picks 17 to 32. And then Friday is picks 1 to 16 in the second round. And next Tuesday is going to be picks 17 to 32 of the second round. And what we're going to do is we're going to go through pick by pick and say each who we take. And if we disagree, we're going to talk about why we disagree with it and who we think should go in their respective positions. We're going to start off with the first overall pick, who I think it's pretty unanimous on who's going to go. I think it's going to be quarterback Trevor Lawrence out of Clemson.
Yeah. Yeah, so I have as well.
Clemson. And then at two, again, another almost lock with the Jets going quarterback Zach Wilson out of BYU.
That's who I have, yeah. Yeah, that's who I have as well.
And then at three is where I think that I start to drift away from the path. I think that the 49ers are going to take Trey Lance, quarterback out of North Dakota State University. Who do y'all think?
I think the 49ers are going to take Justin Fields at Ohio State.
Yeah, I have 49ers taking Justin Fields. I think he fits their system more than Trey Lance.
I think Trey Lance has more of an upside than Justin Fields does, and they've already said we're going to stick with Jimmy Garoppolo this year, so if you're going up that high to take a quarterback, take the quarterback with the higher upside, especially if he's going to sit a year regardless.
I just think Justin Fields is a more confirmed talent as of right now. And I think you pick players who are more, like, have a higher chance of being a better player than, like, Trey Lance from North State. I think he drops a little bit because he's not as confirmed or didn't play at such of a big school as Justin Fields did.
Yeah, I think Justin Fields is more NFL ready than Trey Lance.
I agree that Justin Fields is more NFL ready. I think that the Niners are here to take a project quarterback, not a quarterback that.
Well, I don't think you trade up to number three for a project quarterback.
Yeah. I would. But that's just me. I really think that they're going to go with Trey Lance here. Moving on to the fourth overall pick, and this is where I have my first trade happening. I have the Broncos coming back from nine, trading up from nine with the Falcons trading with the Broncos, and the Broncos trading up to take quarterback Justin Fields out of Ohio State. What do y'all have?
I have the Patriots trading up from 15 to select Trey Lance.
I have the Falcons staying put and taking Kyle Pitts.
Really? Why do you have Pitts going up for? You could easily trade back for him.
Because, no, I think he won't make it past Miami or the Panthers. And if they trade back any further than that, they won't get him. And I think that tight end is one of their bigger needs. Arthur Smith said he wants a new quarterback, but the GM said he doesn't. He wants Matt Ryan to stay. And I think Kyle Pitts just helps take that offense better.
I don't think that they need another weapon at the moment. I think they need a new quarterback. But if they stay put at four, they need a new quarterback.
Well, if the Falcons have stay put at four, I also have them taking Kyle Pitts. I think they want to give Matt Ryan another chance. But I really think they'll trade back. I think they need a lot more talent on their roster. They have a lot more holes to fill than what they can get at four. I think they can get a lot of value for four based upon how people think quarterbacks are going to go so early in the draft.
You underestimate Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan has had 10 straight seasons going for 4,000-plus yards.
I don't underestimate Matt Ryan. I think he's old and kind of washed up at the moment.
Yeah. I think Kyle Pitts will help that offense.
Yeah.
I think he would help it, too. I don't think they need him, though. They already have pretty good offense set up and built. They need a quarterback or someone on defense.
Yeah, I think they have more needs than just tight end, so I think they'll trade back.
Yeah. Next, we have the Bengals with the fifth overall pick, and I have them selecting Ja'Marr Chase, wide receiver out of LSU.
I agree with you. I have them selecting Ja'Marr Chase.
Anthony, who do you have them taking?
I have them taking Penei Sewell. I think this has to be the pick, Sewell. He won't have time to throw Ja'Marr Chase if they don't get an offensive lineman.
Well, there's this thing, it's called other picks in the draft.
Okay, none of the offensive linemen are as good as Sewell is.
Exactly, I understand that none of them are as good as Sewell, but he's a once-every-20-year type of player, and Ja'Marr Chase and Joe Burrow already have a good chemistry, which they get the ball out. Joe Burrow can get the ball out to him super fast, so it'll be fine.
I agree that the Bengals need an offensive lineman. I just don't think they will draft one. I think they will draft Jamar Chase just solely based on he's played with Joe Burrow before, even though they desperately need an offensive lineman.
And they both had their best seasons of their careers together.
Just based on the fact that they've already played together and he's such a good wide receiver.
I just don't think wide receiver is their biggest need, and if they did make that pick, there's no – the drop-off from offensive tackle, obviously you got Sewell and Slater, and then the drop-off is huge. There won't be any second-round offensive tackles that are as good as those two.
Yeah, but you still need to just – it's better to take a weapon now and then have to deal with O-line problems later, because Jamar Chase is also a once every one couple years player, and I think that the chemistry of having a top quarterback like Joe Burrow and a top receiver like Jamar Chase, even without an O-line, is going to be something that's super important. And they have Jonah Williams already that they drafted to play left tackle the year before Burrow.
I just think that Sewell is a plug and play at left tackle on the blind side.
I think you're too locked in on your pick and not going to budge, because you also have to take into account how the team likes to draft. It's not just a pure analytical. It's what do you think the team will actually do versus what do you think you would do. Because I understand you would take Penei Sewell. I would probably take Penei Sewell as well. But I think that the Bengals are going to take Jamar Chase. Moving to 6, which is where the Dolphins ended up after trading out of 3 to 12 now. And then back up to 6. I have him taking Devontae Smith, wide receiver out of Alabama. Who y'all got taken? Who y'all have him taking?
I have them taking Jamar Chase, wide receiver out of LSU.
I also have them taking Devontae Smith.
I think that if the Bengals don't take Chase, that the Dolphins definitely take him. But since in my mock they didn't, Smith just makes the most sense as far as the explosiveness. I think that he has the highest bust potential in this draft, but his explosiveness off the line is amazing. So
I really think the Dolphins are just in a place to pick best player available, and I think they really want to go offense. And I don't think they take Kyle Pitts because they already have Mike Gesicki. I think they're going to stick around with him.
Yeah. And I agree with your pick if he's there, but he's not there for me in this
situation. Well, I just think Tua needs another receiver, and he falls to 6.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Up next, we have the Lions at 7, and this is where I have Penei Sewell going off the board to the Lions, who desperately need anything. They need everything, so they're just going to take the best player available, which is Sewell.
I also have them taking Sewell.
This is my first trade. I have the Patriots coming up, and they're going to take Trey Lance, quarterback out of North Dakota State. I think that will definitely help this team. He can sit under Cam Newton a year and then be the starter next year with all those weapons.
Maybe. I actually kind of like that. Because, well, Lance and Newton do play kind of the same way.
Yeah. That's why I had the Patriots draft. I think they'll trade up to 4 to get him. I think they'll be scared into trading up higher than they have to.
Which is a good thing for the Falcons. That's for sure.
I think the Falcons are definitely going to get a haul out of that 4th pick.
Oh, definitely, if they trade out of it.
Yeah.
Next up, at 8, we have the Carolina Panthers, who I have taking Kyle Pitts, tight end out of Florida.
Just like Will again, I also have him taking Kyle Pitts.
I have him taking Rashawn Slater, offensive tackle out of Northwestern. I think they need another offensive lineman. He's the second best.
I see where you're coming from, but if Pitts isn't there, I could easily see the Panthers either trading out of this spot or probably going Micah Parsons. I don't know. They need O-line, yeah, but I don't know. The only O-lineman I would personally go with, and I think that any team really wants to go with in the top 10, is a superstar O-line. Like, a couple years ago, Quentin Nelson went at, like, 4 or something crazy like that. And Sewell's going to go top 10 this year. So, I think it's – I see where you're coming from. I just think that that's not where they go. And next up at pick number 9, I have yet another trade. Falcons trade back yet again with the New England Patriots, who trade up to 9 to take quarterback Mac Jones out of Alabama.
I have the Broncos staying put and drafting Mac Jones at 9.
I have the Broncos staying put and drafting Micah Parsons, linebacker at Penn State.
I see where both of you are coming from, but why Mac Jones?
I think he's just next quarterback available. I think the Broncos, they like the big, tall, stereotypically white quarterbacks. I mean, I guess that's the best you could describe pocket passers. That's what John Elway likes.
Yeah.
And I think they could just stay put at nine and get Mac Jones, as he's kind of fallen off and be considered like the last of the top quarterbacks to be in talent-wise, that all the teams are judging them.
I agree. I like Mac. I don't really like that Mac Jones all that much, but he's the best quarterback available.
Yeah, I think they can stay put at nine and definitely get him there.
Don't want him. I'd rather have Michael Parsons. He's a good coverage linebacker when you have to go up against Travis Kelce and Darren Waller twice a year. I think that's what you need to have. It's a good coverage linebacker.
I tend to agree. I just think that Parsons is falling down some people's boards for a multitude of reasons, some of which being off-the-field issues, such as leadership and stuff like that. All right, next up we have the Cowboys at pick 10, and I have them going with cornerback Patrick Surtain, also out of Alabama. Who do y'all have the Cowboys taking?
I agree. I have the Cowboys taking Patrick Surtain.
I also have the Cowboys taking Patrick Surtain.
Wow, not much debate here. Next up is the Giants at pick 11, and this is where I have Rashawn Slater going off the board, is to the Giants.
I have the Giants selecting Micah Parsons.
Micah Parsons?
Yeah, Parsons, my bad.
Anthony, who you have
picking? I have the Giants going Elijah Vera Tucker, the guard from USC. He can kick out and play tackle if they need him to.
Yeah, I think that they should go tackle here. I mean, their best left tackle right now, or player that they can really play at tackle, is Nate Solder, and that's kind of a problem unless he's playing for the New England Patriots. He's also one of the highest paid players on their team, and in the interior line, you're pretty well set up with Will Hernandez, a young guy who I really like to watch. So I think that just adding a left tackle after taking Andrew Thomas last year, and you can move Thomas to right tackle, I just think that it's time for them to make a good pick for the first time in a long time.
Yeah, I just don't think the Giants will take what they really need. I mean, you look past, they take, I mean, the last big offensive lineman they took was Will Hernandez, right? Or last year?
It was Andrew Thomas at 4 last year.
All right. I forgot about that. But, like, they took Evan Engram, the tight end, when they really didn't need a skill position back when they still had Odell. And I just think the Giants mess up again and take another big flashy name when they really need a guy in the trenches.
Yeah, I could see that happening as well. I just think that
Dave Gettleman is a terrible GM, so yeah. He might think he's making a good move, and he might get talked out of it by everyone else in the organization.
Why do you? You said you have Vera Tucker going here.
I think again, offensive lineman is their biggest need, and I think Elijah Vera Tucker is the best left on the board. I get that he's in the interior, but he can play tackle. He played some at USC, and I think he's the best interior offensive lineman in the class. I think obviously kicking out. Again, like you said, they can move Andrew Thomas to right tackle. They can even just keep him guard. I think guard is the best position. I think that's what they need the most.
Yeah, I see. I think they go Slater here. Just they need to tackle really badly, and I think that especially because Saquon's going to come back after an injury, you should definitely invest in the O-line after investing in Saquon with the second overall pick a couple of years ago. All right, next up we have my team, the Philadelphia Eagles at 12, and I have them taking wide receiver Jaylen Waddle out of Alabama.
I also have them selecting Jaylen Waddle.
I have them selecting an Alabama wide receiver, but it's Devontae Smith. I think he slides to them at 12 and they get the second or third best receiver in the class.
Devontae Smith is the fourth best receiver in this class.
Who's your third?
Should say Rashad Bateman.
It's Rashad Bateman. I love Rashad Bateman.
Slap you after this.
No, Rashad Bateman is amazing.
The only problem with Devontae Smith is his weight, but other than that,
yes.
He can put weight on.
Big deal.
Other than that,
he's had 4 years to do it at Alabama and hasn't done it.
I mean, he could play just fine in the SEC at that weight.
Yeah. I don't know. I just don't like Devontae Smith. I want Jaylen Waddle or Rashad Bateman.
I think the Eagles finally make a good pick and take Devontae Smith, and he has a breakout year.
Yeah.
Reuniting him with Jalen Hurts.
Yes, reuniting him with Jalen Hurts. Next up, we have the Los Angeles Chargers, who I have going offensive tackle Christian Darrisaw out of Virginia Tech.
I have the Chargers selecting Rashawn Slater out of Northwestern.
Concerning the first throw off the board, I agree with Will. I have the Chargers taking Christian Darrisaw.
Yeah, I think that if Slater does fall to them, that they would take him, but I think just they take best offensive tackle available.
Yeah, I think they got to protect Justin Herbert, and that's probably the best
yeah.
perfect option for them here.
Yeah. All right, next up we have the Minnesota Vikings, who I have taking Vera Tucker, the guard out of USC. Who do you have him taking, Chase?
I have the Vikings taking Trevon Moehrig out of TCU.
Trevon Moehrig. Anthony, who you got?
I have another trade, and I mean, this isn't a really good trade, but I didn't know what to do with them. So I had the Washington football team trade up from 19 to 14 and take Mac Jones, quarterback out of Alabama.
Really? I really don't think that. I think that if Washington goes quarterback, they go Fields or Lance. I don't see them going Jones.
I think if anyone is trading up for a quarterback, they're trying to get in the top 10. I think everyone's afraid they're going to go all in the top 10.
You know, I just don't think that, considering how far down Washington is, I don't think anyone's wanting to trade that far down. And they still think they like Mac Jones, and he's available at 14, so they go ahead and trade up and pick him.
I could see it. I just don't think that it'll happen. But, and you said you have Moehrig going here? Chase?
Yes.
I actually kind of like the Moehrig. I like both of them, but I think that out of those two, Moehrig is the most realistic. But they really need O-line help. They just cut one of their best player offensive line, and was it Elfine? They just need a lot of O-line help. So I think that taking the best interior lineman available to help bust open holes for Dalvin Cook and protect Kirk Cousins is the right move here. And next up is where the Patriots would be, but I have the Falcons here after trading back with the Broncos and then back again with the Patriots to take J.C. Horn, corner out of South Carolina. I think that they go here. Just they got a haul for both of their two picks that they had at picks 4 and 9, and now they just take the second best corner available, which is probably what they should. If they wouldn't have traded out of the Broncos pick, I would have had them going Surtain at 9. But they trade back. They get the second-best corner. And then after that, they get all their other draft picks that they have and need, really. Chase, who do you have them going?
I have the same selection, but we got here from a different way. I have the Patriots trading up to 4 and the Falcons at 15 just through a direct trade. And I think the Falcons select J.C. Horn, just like you said.
Anthony, who do you have?
Well, I had the Patriots trading up with the Lions. The Lions trade back here. They get Jalen Waddle, wide receiver at Alabama, to help out Jared Goff.
You anger me sometimes with your amazingly awesome takes. I want Jalen Waddle to the Eagles so bad, and I've looked at every other opportunity. Possible wide receiver that could fit, and the only one that I like that's realistic is Rashad Bateman. So I have to keep my fingers crossed for that. But I could see where you're coming from. And the final pick of this mock draft episode is the Arizona Cardinals, who I have going with corner Caleb Farley out of Virginia Tech, who actually I believe is the second best corner. I just think he's slipping because it was an injury concern. I think Horn's number 3, Surtain's number 1, and Farley's number 2. But that's why I have the Cardinals going with him. Byron Murphy and Buda Baker are going to make a nice secondary if this actually happens. Who do you have them going with, Chase?
I also have the Cardinals selecting Caleb Farley.
I have the Cardinals selecting J.C. Horn, the corner out of South Carolina. I think we're on agreement that they need corner help. It's just which one they go with.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just which ones they go with versus which one's available. And that is all we have for the picks 1 to 16 of the NFL mock draft episode. We'll come back on Wednesday to do pick 17 to 32. See y'all next time.